Okay. Go to Old Shkuni Gabai. Okay. I forgot to bring the Makoros. So, I might need to borrow some of the Makoros. If I need to. Gemara on Davchav Tetzamid Beis. Now we start the whole series. We're going to have quite a while of the Ha'i Da Amr Le Chavri Mayim Bois by Beisa. Interestingly, we have the Girsa of Baha'i Beisa. The Rif has the Girsa of Baha'i Ara, which is perhaps one of the reasons why he doesn't say the Rashbam's Pshat. But because if Baha'i Ara, there's no inner room. But anyway, we have the Girsa of Baha'i Beisa, which allows the Rashbam and the other Rishoni Ashkenaz's Pshat. I ate it for 3 years. I'm Rehu Chesgum Shana. Amrle, he somehow tries to repeat all this Chesgum Shana by Ana Bishchuni Gavoy Gavoy. I was Bishchuni Gavoy. Okay, which apparently neutralizes the Chazaka for some reason, which there are a plethora of options to choose from. Also, the comic of Nachman, Amrle Zilver, Chiloska. He says that, you're right, you guys, a good time, Bishchuni Gavoy. Prove he wasn't Bishchuni Gavoy or something like that. And clarify your chalak. No, this guy's in the land. The other guy should have to prove he was. So they argue who has the burden of proof. And according to almost everyone, we pass like from Nachman, even though Rava is Basroi, and we usually pass it like Rava against from Nachman, everyone except for the unnamed, the anonymous Yesh Omrim in the Rif. Was very radical. Assume we pass like Rav Nachman because Rava was a Talmud with the Rabbo here, and therefore we should pass him like the Rebbe. Gemara asks for Rami to Rava to Rava for Rami to Rav Nachman to Rav Nachman. The how the armly the chabrik from lichsei to be bar siset mas binolach. Certain guy wrote a funny contract. This is why you should always be clear in your contracts. He says, I'm selling you all the lichsei to be bar siset, everything I bought from be bar siset. I didn't sell you this. This is in the contract. It's not included because it's just called me bar season. It's not really the bar season. Says, no, you got that land. You should have to prove it. The bar season if you want to get the land for him. Where it says, Kasha de Rava de Rava, Kasha de Rav Nachman and Rav Nachman. It's a stira because Rava in Shchuni Gavoy holds that the Lokeach wins. But in Beifar Sisen, he holds that the Mocher wins. And Rav Nachman in Shchuni Gavoy holds that the Mocher wins. And in Beifar Sisen holds that the Lokeach wins. So it is a stira. The Gemara says, though, the Rava, Lokasha, Hasa, Mocher, Koy, Benesse, Hoch, Lokeach, Koy, Benesse. Rav is not a problem. Either way, he says whoever's there now wins. Just have the little calf's there now in Shkuni Gavai, and the Mocher's there now in the case of Rav Sisson. Rav Nachman, not a little kashra, came in early Rav Sisson. Rav Nachman, Mekri, Rav Sisson, Ali Ramya, Dide Ramya, Lugui, Kalab, Rav Sisson, he, Lachalo, Yael, do not get star. You don't mean like Haim Star, we come in and say, okay, a lot of wines, which it's not exactly clear what they mean among us. Rav Nachman says, no problem, there's a difference. Over there, once it's called the Rav Sisson, you have to prove it's not the Rav Sisson. But over here by us, the meaning logically, you have to prove something's not what it's called. But by us, even if the guy's a shtar that he bought the land, he has to prove the shtar is valid by keeping shtaros, authenticating the signatures. Likewise here, even if he has a chazaka, he has to prove the chazaka is valid by proving that the guy wasn't b'shkunei gavai. Okay, so let's start with shkunei gavai. That we'll try to work this piece by piece. What does Shkuni Gavoy mean? So even the word Shkuni Gavoy, I mean, I think there are two basic ways to explain the word Shkuni Gavoy, and then there's four different ways to explain what the basic case is, and a gazillion different ways to explain the details. What are the two different ways to explain the word Shkuni Gavoy? Either a faraway land, in which case it would parallel the line in the next door right before we stopped, Shuke Barai, and Shkune Gavai, and there's some hint to this. even though it's not Shani which is Gavai necessarily, but Barai and Gavai are opposites, right? Barai is outside, Gavai is inside. Okay, so Shuke Barai, yeah, usually outside means hard way. Inside, we don't think means hard way, but you could say, no, outside means the outside side of the world, inside means the inside side of the world, that's why. The Rif and most of the Mepharshim say Gavai means which direction?
South.
South, because if you know ancient geography and astronomy, then the south is the inside part of the world, as it says Hadri Taman in Tanakh, and the north is the outside part of the world. That is why, again, if you assuming it's okay to use outdated astronomy, just like words in people's conversations, right? Assuming there's only northern hemisphere, which means that the sun is always in the south because the south is where it's closed and that's where the sun stays. Okay. I don't have a totally down path, but it has something to do with that. In any case, okay, so it could mean a faraway land, or it could mean
the inside room.
The inside chamber, right? The inside chamber, Shkune Gavai. Clearly, again, the New Year's point says the Rif is the Gersa of the High Ara. If it's by Ara, there can't be an inside room. Right? And the only option is faraway land. If you have our printed Gersa of Haibesa, then you could go either way. Okay, what is the, there are two fundamental different ways of understanding exactly what's going on here. One way is Shkune Gavai equals Eretz Rechoka, right? And Lachora, almost everyone says it means town. That's not something to so what that he was Be'eretz Rechoka. So what if he was Be'eretz Rechoka? What difference does that make? So how many different shuttle do we have? What? That's a there's multiple very good multiple valid answers. Yeah, give me one answer. Who cares if it's Bishkuna Gavai?
One.
What does Rabbi Yochananel say?
That there was no purchase, never happened.
And who else would you put there?
Maybe the Ramban. Maybe, I'm not sure.
It's a little unfair to say there's no purchase. Every shot, the guy says there's no purchase. That's whole time. His whole time is I didn't sell it to you, so the land. The question is, how is the word Shkune Gavai tying into this meaning? Clearly, he said, I didn't sell it to you, you're a Gaza, you stole my land. But then the guy said, well, I've been here 3 years, I win. So the guy said, no, you don't, because Shkune Gavai undercuts you 3 years. So how does Shkune Gavai undercut you 3 years? So let's say one way is the way many Rishonim understand the Rabbi Yochananel. Rabbi Yochananel in some way, one way or another. And the Rif and the Ramban, what would the Rabbi Yochananel, and then a few Rishonim go from unnamed to unnamed. What did Rabbi Yochananel, the Rif and the Ramban say? Exactly. He was in Shkune Gavai at the when the sale was claimed to when the sale was claimed, right? That's the Rif. The Rif says, and that's Rabbi Yochananel. Exactly where Rabbi Yochananel's fight is a little unclear. But one is the Rabbi Yochananel, the Rif, and the Rambam. The Rabbi Yochananel, the Rif, and the Rambam all take okay, they have a clear Masorah about this. The Masorah of, let's call it, early Rishonei Sfarad, right? Whatever you want to call it, early Rishonei Sfarad, Rishonei Muslim Sfarad, Rishonei of Andalusia. The early Rishonei Sfarad say the Taino was that he was Haya b'makom rachov b'yom the alleged Mechira. Express that properly, right? Biyom, doesn't matter. Biyom Hamachira. He I couldn't have sold it to you because I was someplace else. I was far away that day.
So it's like Aiden Zone.
Some ways parallel to that. That is the shot of the Rif and the Rambam and Rabbeinu Hananel. I was far away at the time. As opposed to, let's just take the shot of the later Rishonei Sfarad. What's the shot of the leader of Rishonei Sfarad? He says I was far away. On the whole 3 years. Right? Not focusing on the Mechira, but focusing on the Chazaka. Okay. The leader Rishonei Sfarad are, and I really, there's, it's most Rishonim, really. right? It's most Rishonim. Who are the most Rishonim? The Ravid and the Abramah, and the Ravina Yonah, the Ramban, and David Rachel, the Ravid, that's the Shikon Betzes, the Abramah, that was not on the course sheet, I don't think, the Ravina Yonah, the Ramban, and who goes with the Ramban? I mean, everyone's consistent. The Rashba, the Ritva, the Ran, and the Yuka Yosef, right, all the sort of the Rashba and Ramban, they all say, I'm sure there are more, that Haya B'Makom Rafot, the Meshech Shnos HaChazaka. Okay. What are the... Now, the Rifkos is Yesh Omer. He doesn't say, actually, Yesh Omer. I have not been able to figure out who the Yesh Omer are. Obviously, it's before the Rif. That's the Omer. But I haven't been able to identify who they are. Often, the Rif is the Rif's Yesh Omer will be armed against the Rach. But here, the Rach is before she says the Rif. More or less. But there's the Yesh Omer, the Rif. But they don't say exactly what Shkuni Gavoy means. But I assume they also think it means a faraway place. They just think that's not the point. What do the Yesh Omer in the Rif think? What's the time of Shkuni Gavoy? What do the Yesh Omer in the Rif say? That's different than everyone else? There are no Indian Marakama. If there are no Indian Marakama, you don't need a fancy time of Shkuni Gavoy. Basically, Shkuni Gavoy is just saying, I didn't sell it to you. There are no Adi Mar Kama. You have to add one thing. There are no Adi Mar Kama, and there are no Adi of Chesed Simul Shana. Right? No Adi Mar Kama, no Adi of Chesed Simul Shana. No one had any Adi. Right? No one had any Adi whatsoever. No Adi Mar Kama, no Adi of Chesed Simul Shana. And what is Shkuni Gavoy saying? Not exactly clear, but simple shot is Shkuni Gavoy is similar to the idea of the Rif. That's what it quotes it. You know, it's not clear what's changed, what's not. And it says, I never sold it to you. Right? So, the Yesh Omrim. And the Rif, right? The Rif says, there's two shotted. I haven't been able to figure out who this first shot is. Totally different than everyone else, because everyone else assumes that there's Adi Marakama and Adi has a single shot, which is what it sounds like from Pashup Shot. They say that no. Ein Eidos Limarakama the Ein Eidos Tetzkos Kim Shunim. In which case, what did the Shkuni Gavoy say? He say, Lachora, you're Lachora. Same thing with the Rif. Oh, I just never sold it to you. But totally different calculus, because he's not trying to undercut a Chetzkos Kim Shunim. He's just trying to say that, well, you admit on the Marakama, and you have no evidence that you bought it. Right? So Shkuni Gavoy equals Omachar Kilokha. And you have no Eidos Simul Shanim, so I should win. Lachora. I mean, brackets means. Ve'in Lacha Eidos Kimul Shanim. This is all within the Rishonei Svara. There's a clear Svara Ashkenaz, divide here, who say that it's about being far away, one way or the other. And I'm assuming the Yesh Omer is also about being far away. Just not being far away to undercut a Chesed Simul Shanim, it's being far away. There isn't even a Chesed Simul Shanim. What did the Rishonei Ashkenaz say? Shkune Gavai equals the Heder Pnimi. Right? And what's the taina? The taina is that you don't have a Chetzi Zimul Shanim because, yes, you were there for 3 years, but, not a trick question, an easy question. What? But I was there with you, exactly. And this is, everyone has their own version of it, but all the Rishonei Ashkenaz are very consistent at the Rashbam. Rabbi Gershom, before the Rashbam, well before the Rashbam, and the Rashbam, and Tosfos, and the Rosh, and the Mordechai, and I think if you go to the other Rishonei Ashkenaz that are not printed in this Vilna Shas, you'll find the same thing, the Rabban, etc. But, you know, not necessary. Says Rabbi Gershom, and the Rashbam, and Tosfos, and the Rosh Gedarka Bakodesh, the Rosh, we start to the Rev, book, He starts the riff, rejects the riff, and comes back to his Yerza Diakasa of the Rishon Ashkenaz. Say it means that the Marakama Paya Emo Babayas, and therefore that's not valid because it's almost shunned if he was with him. Okay, now we have to figure out what's shot in each of these and work out the details. Let's try to go in order then. Start with even though sort of an arbitrary order. Okay, but I can't really figure out where we go. So might as well. Okay. What is the obvious? There's a lot of problems with the shot of the rock and the riff and the rama. But now again, I'm not trying to get to all of this yet. Analyzing what someone's, conceptual nature of Pesachim Lashonim or anything else. Just posh up shot. What's the most fundamental problem with the Rach and the Riff of the Rambam? The whole point of 3 years to prove there was a sale. He's saying, it's not that I'm selling a sale, it's that I wasn't here to show the sale.
He could have sold it with a Shliach.
Okay, I don't think that's the most fundamental problem, though. That's a practical problem. The most fundamental problem is that, what's the difference between saying I didn't sell it to you or saying I was away and I didn't sell it to you or saying I was sick and I didn't sell it to you? I was in a bad mood that day and I didn't sell it to you. I didn't walk on the street this day. Meaning, it's just another way of saying I didn't sell it to you. Who cares why I didn't sell it to you, right? It's just another way of saying I didn't sell it to you. And the whole point of Chesed Gimel Shanim thing, he says he didn't sell, and Chesed Gimel Shanim proves he's right. Right? I think that's what's fundamental problem, which is why is I was away and didn't sell it different than I didn't sell it? Just skip the middleman. And as Morty points out, there's also there's two basic questions. There's also the practical question of people sell things long distance also. Just because you weren't here doesn't mean you don't sell things. There's such thing as sleepless. I understand they don't have Zoom, et cetera, in their days. But people did lots of business. Big businessmen still did business all over the world. I shliach, and people sell like they shliach. Then there's lots of other technical questions. Maybe you can remember the exact day, etc. Those are the two, and the first one is the most interesting question. It's just what's going on here? Not to mention the fact that don't people sometimes sell like they shliach? I guess you could say no, they don't. But, okay, so how do we defend the Riff and the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Hanan? It's textually something we should also. We can make all this question. I'm not going to do. A Shonen Gavai doesn't necessarily sound like a faraway land. Adra, it sounds like close. Although you can always get away with it. And why not say Anav Shonen Gavai Havai? Why not say he said and you sold it? If it's all about that you sold it, why is that not here? That's a ruin, right? Why not say and you sold it to me at a certain time? And why not say I'm Shonen Gavai at that time? I don't think it's the end of the world. The Icar is, why not say that he said which day he sold it, if that's so crucial? You could get in the Rimi Lumil wants to say, maybe he was Mishkuni Gavai all the time he could have sold it. Maybe he was Mishkuni Gavai for years and years until 2 years and 11 months and 29 days ago. So, therefore, whenever he bought it more than 3 years ago, he wasn't around. Okay, but anyway, the fundamental question is, why is this a valid time? The whole point is that I say yes, you say no, and this proves yes. So, how do you explain the Rach and the Riff and the Riff? Now, what does the Riff and the Rambam focus on? The Riff says, it's like Chazaka Sheinim Ataina, meaning you have 3 years of Chazaka, but you've undermined the Taina, because the Taina is, meaning you have 3 years of Chazaka, that I can't deny. But the whole point of Chazaka is it needs a Taina. This Chazaka needs to be proving your Taina that I sold it to you. In this and this fashion, and I've disproven that you sold to me in this and this fashion, so therefore take away your taina. So that's the says the riff, the lashon of, right? Does the Rambam have the same lashon of Zakshim and taina? But the riff has the lashon, and the Rambam seems to be pretty much the same. It says the riff, it's a sorrow in the taina. Okay, we'll see what I think is important in a second. But what is that if he started a taina? He's just denying that he sold it. Yeah, every case of Chazaka Mishkan denies that he sold it. Otherwise, you wouldn't need a third paragraph of Bava Basra if no one ever denies that he sold it. So how do you answer it? Want some shots? Want some shots? I'm asking for shots. I'm not asking analysis. I'm not asking anything fancy. I'm just asking for some shots.
Question of Pentecost is about the initial sale. It's
about the initial sale, but who cares that he said I was far away and didn't sell it? Who cares that he says he was far away and didn't sell it? That's irrelevant.
The time is inherently important because if you weren't at the same place at the same time, so then your time and the matter cannot.
Okay, then, that sounds very, very attractive, but like he just says he wasn't there.
So he made a time.
So. But I've proven that he sold it. If he sold to me, he was there. I'm very tempted by what you're saying, but I don't understand what you're saying. I say you sold it to me, you say you didn't. I say I bought it, you say you didn't sell it. You say, not only didn't I sell it, I wasn't even there. But 3 years proved that you sold it to me. So proved that you sold it to me. It also proves you were there. So you were there, and you're a liar. If you're a liar about selling to me, why can't you be a liar about being there? What was the money? So one derech is the Derech of the Rush, who then says, but you will still sell out of Bishliach, but okay. And the Magi Mish says, and the Rambam, the Joseph Shrit says, and the Rivi Manil says it. He says, no, there were Eden that he was away. He says, Anabel, I can prove I was Bishkuni Gavoy. And then the guy ties back, you were Bishkuni Gavoy, but you did something unusual and sold it to me, Ali Bishliach, or you were Bishkuni Gavoy, but you came in one day and sold it to me. But it makes your taina less likely. So one derech is, this is the Rush and the Magid Mishnah and the Rivi Mil and the Tosos Rid. They all say that they're Eidin. There's Eidos. Shahaya. Bishkuni Gavoy. And therefore, if there's Eidos Shkuni Gavoy, that makes my time no weaker. I claim you sold this to me, but you have Eidin your Shkuni Gavoy. So what do I say? I say, yeah, I know you have Eidin your Shkuni Gavoy. But you came back one day and sold it to me. Okay, that already makes my time. I know you're making your Shkuni Gavoy, but you mailed me a star from Shkuni Gavoy.
But you're again assuming that there was one day sale.
You only need one day sale.
I know, but you're assuming, no, that there's a day at the beginning of the 3 years was when the sale took place.
Or 4 years later. Yeah. And it's always the day the sale took place. Anyway, so it could be basically, I'm making a chiddush because the Eidim, like Ora, Prima Fascia, right, the Eidim proved that you didn't sell it to me, and now I'm making a claim against the Lechor Pashtus of the Eidim. Okay, that's one derech. The Raivid apparently is not satisfied with that. The Raivid and the Bikiri take a different derech. And they say that no, they make a scenario that is really suspicious. What do the Raivid and the Bikiri say? I say that you sold it to me on, Rosh Chodesh Adar Aleph, Tav, Shin, Ayin Tes. And you say, okay, I'll bring Eden, that I was in Shkuni Gavoy then. And then I say, but you did Al Yidei Shliach and sent me a star, and like, I suspiciously changed my story when you bring this Edom, or you say you're going to bring the Edom, or Memashim, I sense the Edom coming, meaning there's something suspicious because I changed my story because of the Shkuni Gavoy. When I change my story, they don't think just claiming against Shkuni Gavoy is so dachuk. No, just Shkuni Gavoy, who says you didn't sell it, Shliach. But here, I'll read you in the viewer of the right, whoever I get to first. He said, it's what I'm acting suspiciously. I seem tricky. Normally, when someone seems tricky, that doesn't mean they're automatically loose. Okay, here we have a machlokas. What's the case? He says the.
Are you reading
from? I'm reading from the Meiri. If I can find it. Shkuni Gavoy, Deshahuskar. 1 second. When I saw that you're bringing Edom, that you're Bishkuni Gavoy, no, but I, of course, I didn't mean you sold to me the normal way. I meant you sent me a star from far away. And therefore, I seem suspicious. When I seem suspicious, that's a pagam in my, that's a pagam in my Taina. That's the pshat of the Ravid, which is really also, even the Meir himself also quotes the Ravid, but he seems to endorse that this is the right way to justify the Rift. What do they say? They say that Kishara aided Shkune Gabai Bazar the Omar Shishtalak Loshdar Rako. Meaning, there's a clear weakness, there's a clear way aside in the time because you're acting suspiciously. We have a suspicion. Here's something a suspicion at your time. Here it's something your time is a little dark. L'chora, it could be that the answer to the Rosh's Tasha of don't feel so much that there is the man who has said that word to me directly. He said that word to me directly. We're down. You say, I ate on a swimming got blind that year. He said, yeah, we were down that day. Right? So here exists that. It's the Taina is unlikely. After all, if you're swimming about all year, what were the odds you were down that day? It could be. And here is that the Taina is suspicious. The Taina is suspicious. Those are the two drachim in the Rishonim to justify the rift. The two drachim in the Rishonim. The Bach comes up with a big chiddush. The Bach comes up with a big chiddush, takes a totally different direction. The Bach says it's based on the Isi Ben Yehuda. What is Isi Ben Yehuda Darshan? It's too bad, about a week ago. Parsha. Right? What is the Isi Ben Yehuda Darshan? Ein Ro'esh, what's the Shem Tiyad and Shneida? What is the Isi Ben Yehuda Darshan?
But Yeshua,
Ein Ro'esh, what's the Shem Tiyad and Shneida? What's the Diyuk?
But Yeshua,
there's no Shua Shem and Shneida. In Emor, there's no Eidim. If there is Eidim, there's no Shua. What's the Chiddush if there's Eidim, there's no Shua? Of course, there's Eidim, there's no Shua. I mean, there could be another way to answer that question. But Isi Ben Yehuda said, what does it mean if there's Eidim, there's no Shua? Obviously, if there's Eidim, why should I have to swear Eidim are better than Shua? No, if it's in a public place where there should be Eidim, then I'm not believed to swear, because if there's a public place there should be Eidim, and I don't bring Eidim, that's such a reisa that we think I'm lying. Right? So if I say, making the Nishbaro Mishbai Rowan, right? If I say, your animal, it was captured by bandits in Times Square, in the town square at high noon, and I can't bring Eidim, then obviously I'm lying. There are certainly Eidim would know it's not a private kind of thing. It's not Tikuna Mibesayesh. Obviously, how am I supposed to bring Eidim that it was stolen? The guy snuck in the middle of the night. That was his whole point of a thief. So that's the Dinim Isi Ben Yehuda. Instead, the Bach, maybe the riff here is we did Isi Ben Yehuda. I claim that you weren't even in town to sell it to me. Now, if you were in town, it should be easy to find Eidim that you were in town. Right? Like, everyone can find Eidim that they were in town. Everyone has people who saw them in town. Right? That's not so hard. And therefore, basically, it's like this. Whenever I kind of something which is easy to bring Eidim for, the burden improves on you to bring Eidim. That is the Taina of the guy, which Rav Nachman endorses. We pass the halacha. Remember, we pass like Rav Nachman. That the guy, the chesed shem doesn't work. He has to prove that he wasn't b'shmoni gavai. Why do you have to prove it? Anything easy to prove, even though the burden of proof is not on you, it becomes a burden of proof on you if it's easy to prove, which has certain common sense to it. After all, if I make a Taina to you that it should be shmeezy to find 1,000 Eidim, if you can't bring Eidim, you deserve to lose. Now, of course, the finish is that what right do I have to even be a tree of you in the first place? Okay, so that's the finish. The Bach says, the Bach me did. Ein roe, meaning kevan de kal lahavi eidim. Shehaya kan yom hamafira kaya lavi bidim al kach. Yes, What's the difference? If I say I didn't sell it to you, it's not easy finding you, you sold it to me. So therefore, you win. But if I say I wasn't in town, I make it easy for you to prove that I wasn't in town, then why need any time something easy to prove, you have a chiddush to prove it. You have an obligation to prove it. This Bach is a tremendous chiddush, a chiddush atzom, which is why none of the Rishonim said this. Why is Bach a chiddush atzom? Takwe pass like Yisuf ben Yehuda. It's the first to Gemara there. Halacha Yisuf ben Yehuda, something like some lashon like that. Of course, Gemara that be gimel, but see we pass like Yisuf ben Yehuda. Why is the Bach a tremendous chiddush? Define the word there. Pasha thinks there is a concept by Shomrim, which the Bach actually deals with in Hilchos Shomrim. Pasha thinks there is a concept by Shomrim. Why? Is it really true that anytime I accuse you of anything and it's easy to prove, you have to prove it? Really? You know, if I come to you and I say, Chayim, yesterday in Shul, the middle of Mincha, you cut me with a sword and you owe me nezim tzarib, you beat Hashem and Boshe here is a bill for 20,000 shekel. Really? Now you have to go bring two Edom who were in Shul who saw you didn't attack me with a sword? Is that really true? And anytime I say anything, you have to respond? Yisben Yehuda is pashtus in a certain context. What's the context? Shomrim. What do we know about Shomrim? We know that a Shomer has more of a chiyuv than anyone else to, don't tell me to watch the object. That's obvious. A Shomer is more of a chiyuv than anyone else to what? To prove what happened to the object, right? After all, why is there Shuas a Shomer? Right? Why is there Shuas a Shomer again? I'm talking about the way we Paskin. I'm talking about all the days of public conduct. Go fuck. Right? What are the way we Paskin? If I sue Charlie, he doesn't have to swear me Daraisa. If I ruin 80, he has to swear, but I won't ruin 80. If he's more than makes us, he has to swear. But if my word against his word, he doesn't have to swear. When's the only time he has to swear? He's a shomer. Shuas a shomer. Shuas a shem. Do you have any? Right? A shomer has to explain what happens. That's part of Chiyuv Shmira. So you and I would have said, Isi ben Yehuda, many Rishonim would have said, Isi ben Yehuda is a din in shomer. Part of the Chiyuv of the shomer is to guard the object. And if he doesn't return the object, to explain what happened to it, and not just to say what happened to it. Part of the chiyuv of a shomer is to justify what happened to the object, which means swear if he needs to swear, bring aid if he can bring aid. So you might have thought it's part of the chiyuv of shmirah to bring aid. He's given it limited to shomrim, which again, which many, many Rishonim and Achronim Paskin, in Chosh Mishnah, some of Gimel and elsewhere, it's limited to shomrim. Okay, the question is, broadly you define shomrim, you know, maybe shomrim are also shomrim, but it's not limited to shomrim. So you might have thought it's limited to shomrim. Even if it's not limited to shomrim, it's a double chiddush. You would have thought it's limited to shomrim, or right? This din is only yechiyuve hashomer. Oh, the shomer is bringing him. Oh, why do I bring him to the Edom just like that? So that's right. If I say you attack with the sword and shul, why should we make you bring him just as I said so? But if you're a shomer, you agree to do certain things with me, and one of the things you implicitly agree to do is bring aid if necessary. Or what would you say? What's the context of the drasha? Ein roeh. What's the next word in the parash? Shuas Hashem, David. But if yesh roeh, then there's not shuas Hashem. Then you have to bring aid. What might you have said? That he's been used a specific din in chi of shmua. Whenever I'm a king of to swear to you about something, maybe whether it's modem mitzas, whether I couldn't say it's all chiyuv mishmua. Actually, it's a big machlokes in into that. Maybe it's all shomer, whether or not it's chayv to swear. Maybe it's anyone's chayv to swear, whether or not it's a shomer. But also, it's like a mach. Right? Means a din chiyuv shua. What's chiyuv shua? The chiyuv shua is to clarify something the best I can. That's what chiyuv shua means. Why am I chayv shua? Okay, because I got to a place of chiyuv shua, whatever the lumdus is. Right? Sometimes you get to a place of chiyuv shua. Then it makes sense. Thing. The chiyuv shua is to clarify. And clarifying means I could bring Adam, I could bring Adam, and that's where. Why swear and take my word for it when I can bring Adam? But maybe that's only when there's Kiyuv Shvua. Yeah, there's no Kiyuv Shvua already. Or
that. No, didn't we have the same machlokas back about kashrus with Rove? If it's easy to prove, you can't use Rove.
Correct. If it's easy to prove, you can't prove it with Rove. Right. I mean, if you give me a bar, you can't be someone on a road. If you give me a bar with Ethan, you can't be lying to Shua. That makes a lot of sense. Say you should swear at being a part of this. Why? No, you should swear at being a part of this. If you're a better way to be a part of this, then don't just swear. If you're a better way, you better avoid a shua, and more fundamentally, you better not have to do your word for it in your class. But out of the clear blue, stop, there's no kiyuv, no pre-existing kiyuv. We really never heard, meaning according to this Bach, it really becomes, at least I'll be pashtus, it really almost becomes a little out of hand, which is that anytime anyone makes up some story in public, then the other guy has to bring Aiden to disprove or disprove the story. Because now it's within each spinning. You know, that's not the simple shot. Is it just in a showrim or just in a chiv shvua? Every chiv shvua, if you can bring it, you have to bring it, but not swear. But not that every tiny in the world you have to swear. So this bach is a big finish, even if we're going to limit the bach. It's still going to be a big finish. Okay, but that's why most of the people say like the bach, even though it's very clever. Very clever, the bach says, why is shvuna gavai different than just denying the sale? Shvuna gavai is public and denying the sale is private, and any public time you have to bring it, the easy thing you've done. But it's a big finish, and really a little bit of almost the name of the Torah. Perhaps. And I don't think the mainstream poskim with the halacha say like this. The halacha say like it. You know, they say this all in the riff. Anyway, that shot in the riff, there are three ways to explain the riff. Yes?
It's very clear in the riff. And the riff asks on similar shot to the Rashba, of bringing Rova by limbs. And he says that Rova clearly holds that you need to have Edom Gemurim for the halacha on Yom HaMeleitz. And then he changes the chart, and actually we're talking about whether there's a claim on the time itself rather than the Chazakah. It's clear that nothing else has changed other than that. He's not building in new Edim, he's not building in the Me'iri or the Rivet in the Me'iri. He's just changing from Chazakah to time. I'm going to see the positive movement in the written view.
Well, the Rambam clearly doesn't mention... it's an interesting Taina, meaning the Rambam certainly doesn't mention the Ravid, which doesn't bother the Ravid. Meaning the Ravid also, like the Rosh in the end, doesn't say like the Rosh in the end, says like the other Rishonim, but still he tries to defend the Rosh a little. The Rambam doesn't say like the Ravid. The Rambam also doesn't, you'd think he should have said, like the Rosh would be, right? Like, you know, the Rambam is supposed to be clear, right? I understand a story in the Gemara. The story in the Gemara, this is how they said it. We don't necessarily know what they meant and what the context was. But the Rambam's, the difference between the Rambam and the Gemara is that the Rambam is supposed to make everything clear to the reader, not just bring a story from 2,000 years ago. And what does he say here? Tanhamar, Ramahaya Tetan Shalakat, many Hayom Shalashanavo, Sajman Loy Yisim Dina Zawu. Should have said, and he has proof, right? Matzvita the total every rai should have told me Shema Ara Ha'im Moed Dina was mine that she told me Shema Kolo Vafili Yom Efei She Enter Yipkar Bimlo Hevi Masal Pinos. Maybe the Rambam could be like the Bach, but that would be a tremendous sense, right?
Isn't the Rambam saying that the Taina here from the Maharer is a little bit different because he's saying it's not only didn't I sell it to you, it was impossible for me to sell it to you.
What the spark?
Well, that's the question. What he's saying is that the Mazik has to prove that it was possible. He doesn't have to prove that he actually sold it there. So the question is whether saying it's impossible is a new Taina that requires an argument. And Rav Nachman says saying it's impossible requires just an argument to prove that it was possible. That seems to be what the Lashon of the Rambam is. Lashon Rif is not clear, but in terms of the Rambam, that seems to be the Lashon.
You have to be more challenging, right? This is a question for Dobie / Davey. Clearly, maybe you'll disagree with me. In general, in Kolotar Kula, in Toi Benitan, we never find there's a difference in saying your time is false and your time is impossible. Right, for example, if I say... Don't you agree? I have Edom. I lent you 1,000 shekel, and you say, you paid me back 1,000 shekel in, Efrat, 2 weeks ago. And I say, not only didn't you pay me back in Efrat 2 weeks ago, I wasn't even in Efrat 2 weeks ago. I was Bechlal in Tveria 2 weeks ago. Right? So,
do you really think that a call to our Kula that would make a difference? Really think that would make a difference? That it would change the halacha? I said, not only didn't you do it, it was impossible you to do it for that because I wasn't there. It just seems a little, strange. If I say you didn't pay me back, you win, right? Is the milk ball paying them the time you're on? Harati, right? If I say, what do you mean? What do you mean you didn't pay me back? I wasn't in the country that day. I was in Cyprus that day and getting married. I dare anyone to get up and say that would change the halacha in that case. That would change the halacha. Don't think it's not a chutzpah to get up and say that if Ruth said, nah, not only if I said not only didn't Ruth pay me back, but I wasn't in the country to pay back, then I would. Hard to imagine, right? So you're right. Pashas of the Rambam is something about the time of being impossible and not just, but it's something specific to Cheskas Gimel Shanim. So you have to figure out what specific to Cheskas Gimel Shanim makes that make sense.
When the Rabbana asked the question, he said that you have been 3 years and that the fire was not mocha, that will prove whatever the Masid was towing. So if he was towing that he bought it and the Mara didn't buy it, 3 years of no mocha proved that. If the Mara kind of big faults weren't there, doesn't matter. If he bought the mocha for 3 years, proved that. But being like the Rambam, maybe the Rabbana also, holds that like the Tanya and and like the actual people shaman don't have the same relationship. In the Ramadan is assuming that 3 years of no mocha proves anything that has been that the it's like you don't have to grant that assumption. Like,
okay. Rather, I mean it's a good way to approach it, right? Dovi points out the lustre of the riff doesn't terribly sound like any of these things, right? It's not ma'aki. He admits it's not ma'aki. You could say, yeah, the lust the riff focuses on is really about the time and not about the chazak. What's the time of then we go to practice? But that's not what the lust would sound. The Rambam, whose lust we should be even more diet in, doesn't sound this way. The Bach could work fine for the Rambam. But I don't think the Rambam holds the Bach. We never saw Kolt or Kul, the Rambam holds the Bach. Again, you have the same problem. The Rambam holds the Bach. And the truth is that, you know, the simple shot again, if you look in some book they give a look from Coach Fisher, who discusses this, they don't seem to think the Rambam like the Bach. Hold on. Yeah, sure. One shot of the Rambam. The Rambam, clearly, you're right. He doesn't sound like these jokes. And then neither does the riff, which bothered me a little less, just because, you know, the riff's not trying to write a perfectly understandable work. He is trying to tell you what to do with the Gemara. In general, the riff's not reworking the Gemara, just everything. Clear. He's just taking the lesson of the Gemara and telling you what he wants to add. But nonetheless, so what's the other shot? The other shot is that, again, you admit it's not in the culture of Gemara. It's something specific because it's in the shot. With difficulty. With reluctance, you mean. So maybe the shot is that something about the chazaka, right? Kol chazaka she'im mataina is not a chazaka. Right, there's something about that taina, right? It what even called chazaka shema taina is not a chazaka. You know, it is a funny kind of thing. Generally, if I bring a riot, I don't need a taina, right? Well, depends what you mean. If you mean I admit I'm wrong, obviously, anything in kosher mishnah where I admit I'm wrong, I admit I stole it from you, but here's two aiden that I bought it. Okay, that's also not. You know, I admit it's also but it's a rule that's well, no, but that's something we might call chazaka shema taina. Let's assume even more sophisticated. I say, I don't know, I wasn't around this time, right? I bought it from Tony, and you know, I think he bought it from me. So chazaka needs a taina. Edom don't need a taina, right? If I have Edom, even if I don't know what happened, the Edom knew what happened, and I believe the Edom. Okay. It's fine and all these things. So somehow the chazaka needs a taina, and here, you know, I'm going to admit that, you know, I'm at the sort of edge of my, at the limits of my cleverness here. You know, chazaka shein mataina and chazaka. Chazaka seems to be more of a taina than a regular method of proof. And here we see
you know, you need more higher standards of taina. I have to not only have a regular taina, I have to like at least prove that the taina is possible, right? Meaning I have to get myself to, I'm all good except for this one little detail, and that detail is my taina, and then the chazaka comes in, and then the chazaka comes into play. Here, we know this is very exceedingly controversial. If Chazaka was really 100% proof, then this would make no sense. If Chazaka was 100% proof, if literally Chazaka Mokum Shtar Koi, in the sense that it was as good a proof as a Shtar, then everyone knows if I have a Shtar, right, no one here, even Dovi, will not even bris, and he will admit that that if I have a Shtar, we couldn't care less that you say, what do you mean? I wasn't even in town that day to execute this Shtar. No, we don't care what you say. You're an idiot. No, you're a liar. If Chazaka was really a proof, if Chazaka Mokum Shtar Koi meant Chazaka was 100% proof like a Shtar, then we wouldn't care what cockney stories you make up and excuses you give. That, you know, not just you didn't sell it, if the dog ate your homework and you couldn't have sold it. But if Chazaka Mokum Shtar Koi here, you know, let's go back to the Ksos. Which again, you really don't need the Ksos for at all. It's in the Rishon. If it's true that maybe Chazaka is really a takana, maybe Chazaka is a takana that comes out Rachmanis on the poor guy who lost the Shtar. Chazaka Mokum Shtar Koi doesn't mean Chazaka is as good a proof as Shtar. It's just like Shtar is two Aiden that tells you it was a transaction. Chazaka is the Anak Sadi two Aiden tells you a transaction. So Chazaka means Chazaka is a replacement for your Shtar because you feel so bad that you lost your Shtar, etc. It could be that then we're only going to be attacking Chazaka in very limited circumstances. We're only attacking Chazaka, and remember, in the Rambam Meir Mishnayos at least, it really sounded takanadik. Maybe this would be right. We're only attacking Chazaka in very limited circumstances. In circumstances where you have everything in place except for one little point, where you've proven everything you've proven, there's just one point that you have a way to prove, but it's not your fault, you can't prove it because you lost your star, etc. Then there's the kind of the Chazaka to take that place. But if you haven't proven everything but that point, right? If you haven't gotten to a place where everything's in place, except you're saying one thing that just needs to be supported, then maybe the takana doesn't apply. I realize I'm saying in fancy words, I'm really saying something very cheap, which is that if Chazaka is a Raya Gemura, then it's, you can't, if it's a Raya Gemura, then elementary logic tells you, if it proves that you sold it to me, it also proves your account is sold to me. Unless you can say one of these things on the board. But if Chazaka is not a Raya Gemura, Chazaka is a local limited takana, and I would say better a reluctant takana. If Chazaka is a takana, it's a reluctant takana. Right? Meaning, we have all cracks when they made the takana press this gimel shanim. Because they felt bad for this guy, but you know what? Dini Mamnas is a bit of a suicide. And they felt bad for this guy, but now they're hurting that guy, and it's a matter of, you know, of balancing, and, you know, how often are you going to hurt, how many people, statistically, how bad will it be for them? Then maybe you could say that, maybe you could say, I'll pee the ktos, Yesh Lomar de Chazaka Eina Raya Gemura. Chazaka is not Raya Gemura. If Chazaka is Raya Gemura, then it would be ridiculous. That's just such a cheap way of getting out of a Raya. I mean, it's too easy. It's not that I didn't do it, but I wasn't there to do it. Now I win. But if you really should win anyway, Chazaka should never win. Right, the Koshi Chazaka wins. If it's not a Raya Gemura, the Tiknu Chazaka rak the Makom Tainas Kanisi Lo Macharti Lo the Makom Taina. Don't look at yourself. Right? I mean, you don't look at the time, then you look at it. right? And even though the difference is a little cheap, and the difference is, but the point is that, you know, in here in the third of the Bach also, like, no, maybe you can have the third of the Bach, not even Yehuda. But you should be proving everything you could prove, except for you lost your star. You should be giving us everything except you lost your star, and then there's a takana. But if you don't get to the place of everything but you lost your star, maybe there's no takana. Maybe if the Rama really does hold takana, which we saw the number of hits for, even though, you know, we still left ourselves, you know, maybe this could be an evidence, because the Rama doesn't necessarily sound like the other Shatan. As a matter of fact, you could even then go back and say, I don't think this is what the Bach meant. Maybe you could say, it's not the Bach himself looking to go to Olam Haba and interrogate him. But the Bach himself is a Shita. That maybe that's the Bach meant. Where does that mean Kultur Kula Isvin Yehuda applies? No, Isvin Yehuda doesn't apply Kultur Kula. Isvin Yehuda only applies the Chiyuv Shavua, the cases where there's no clear Biwur and there's an inferior Biwur, which is very B'di'evet, then you have to try to be Vary better. Because Zimul Shana is also not a good Biwur. It's also something very inferior, like a Shavua, which is a way of solving the problem without great proof. And therefore, Easy Ben Yehuda applies. So maybe you can even say that's what the Bach means, in which case the Ram quote like the Bach, and everyone quote like the Bach, and it's not against Kol HaTorah Kula.
Why do they have to be against the Talmud? Even if, like you were saying before, even if you, whatever you want to hold in the Gemara, and you show him, and understand this little child, at the end of the day, we know that it's not like regular Raya, because we need a time.
And we know that it's not, and again, that's of course, why do you need a time up? Because it's not an independent. But there could be other ways of explaining that. But maybe.
If you can add on to that, could be that, like, the Taina of the Mahara recreates the silence. You know, when the Mahara says, I didn't tell it to you, but just that Taina. So we say, oh, I'm just like, you did for the last 3 years. But he explains that a little bit more.
Really, they have good psychology? If I say I was here and didn't sell it to you, then I have no explanation why I was fired for 3 years. But if I say I was out of town and didn't sell it to you, and therefore I decided not to object, really, if guy's out of town and someone took over his property, he wouldn't object. You think that's good psychology?
Because there's, first case, there's, you know, the guy who's on his land potentially claiming to become the owner, and there's like a plausible argument
that
was for the reason that there's no chance to sell it or happen.
Then he didn't take it seriously. He didn't take it seriously. The guy was on his land where there's no chance, and therefore his silence is not significant. That's what you want to say. One thing I'll tell you very clearly, that is not what the riff means, because then it wouldn't be Chazak Shani Ba'chaim, right? Chaim Shani Ba'chazak. And I don't think that's what the Rambam means, because I think the Rambam sounds like the riff, because he says, it's not as clear as he said. He sounds like the riff. But that is very similar to what who says the Rav holds? Very similar to who's shot in the Reino Canal? The Rabban points out, if you look at the Lashon Beinu Chananel, now again, it's always hard to tell exactly how to take the Lashon Beinu Chananel, but I'm with the, not the Rabban, it's the nurse's endorsement. But I'm with the Rabban here. If you look at the Lashon Beinu Chananel, it sounds like he's more or less like the Rif. Like, for sure, he could be Masorah the Rif is based on. But that doesn't mean he has the same Svara as the Rif. Could be the Rach had his Svara. Keep in mind, again, I don't know if the Rif had a copy of the Rach. Right? The Rif had a Masorah from the Rach. He got the basic Masorah. That doesn't mean he has the same Svara. It seems to me, I don't have the text of Rif, and I don't know, although it's on the Bar Ilan, but it's, I mean, the Rabban, I checked the Bar Ilan. It's word for word the way the Rabban quotes it, so it's not necessary. But the way the Rabban quotes the Rabban of Hananel, he has a different shot. That's what he says. Rach Zal, Kosik Dura, Bing Zal, the Rach wrote the same as the Rif, but really it's a different derech.
Say, like, the Rama brings back a little bit what Toby was saying, that in a few of the Rishonim, including in the Rif, it never actually says that the guy ate this. Rather, it says that there's just like this general yidia. Lashon of the rib is that I myself am Rishu Kibbutz the High Ara Yidia Ubrira the High Ma'ara. Meaning, there's no actual
Ubrira. So therefore,
so what Pshat? Meaning, we can say Pshat and the Rab of the rib. Meaning, obviously, like go with me. It's clear in the Rab of the rib. The issue is with the time and not with. Meaning, the Pashas is not like anything there. So what's the issue? If that the Taina doesn't get off the ground because there's such a pervasive idea the other way. Meaning, in a case, even perhaps even in Kol HaTarkula, in a case when there's such a idea brura, the other way.
No, the idea is that even our common. The idea is that even our common. I wonder if it's sold.
Right, but the point, meaning, other Rishonim also interchange Tosafot's logic. Meaning, the Rishonim also interchange the other logic of Edith's idea. Meaning what that the Rambam, when the Rambam said that the guy was out of town, meaning we could say that there's the idea there, which makes you have to prove the other way. Why? Because when there's the idea, meaning in Rebbe's case, if the whole world knew that someone was out of town, then yeah, then it might be on him to have to prove the other way because he never even made a time.
But that's the rush. Again, I think that line of the Reaver's not going to be out of town. That's what I'm being.
Right. But the point is that we're not talking about Edus anyway. No one even mentions Edus. I mean, that's the point. There's no Edus. It's just Yedidus.
Yeah, yeah.
So when you make a claim that's against the general understanding, if someone who can't get on a plane, you're claiming that he was over a plane, then yeah, then even in Kol HaTarkula, maybe you could say,
I hear the time. It's a big assumption. I have to think about it. I'm not sure I'm going to endorse it yet. Let me just point out one of the thoughts.
In the beginning,
what?
When he said, wasn't there a stira of the Adim, when he was telling that he bought a Rosh Chodesh Adar, and the Adim said, we weren't there on Rosh Chodesh Adar, he was Machish the Adis at the beginning. And then he changed the Taina.
That's like the
right. I mean, it's different than other cases. He's negative 80. The whole thing has started negative 80.
No, but it's not negative. I assume the right doesn't mean negative even. I assume the right means that he just seemed a little suspicious. It's not that he said, I bought it for you in person on this day, and then even came and said, you weren't there on this day. It's that he said, I bought it for you on this day, because then it would be too obvious. I assume that means I bought it for you on this day. Then Adam came and I said, of course, when I said I bought it, I meant he sent me a star in the mail.
But that you're not allowed to do that negative
80. I mean, you are. That's what you were coming up with. You are if you're interpreting your words in a way that could be the meaning of your words, even if far out. Right?
That's what they're talking about, though. That was how to mean it.
Okay. The problem is you're making it too good in the right. Then you're making it so good that what's the other side of the coin? So that's why I'm not sure. Okay, let me just tell you the Ramban. The Ramban says, I really think he's just reading Pashim Shad and Reel. He says, what's the issue? And this is more along the lines of what Ozzy was saying, not necessarily exactly. I think the Chafu Ben Hananel is, how do you get the point of Ben Hananel? It's not a Hasara in the Taina. It's a Hasara in the Hadara. That Ben Hananel is the Saron in the Chazaka. What's the Hasara in the Chazaka? No, no, his Lashon goes back and forth a little. But I really think the Rabban is right. What does he say? He says, meaning he should object wherever he is. We're not talking about the Taina now. Now we're talking about the Raya, that he should object wherever he is. It's only if the Mocher is in town on the day of the alleged sale, the Keva, which, again, is not necessarily how everyone interprets that Mishnah. They came and have a time and a flu yom echa to ekel the main bar yom was since you're thinking one day, could say on that day sold it, but usually the altar left right away. The Amr Basar Hachilok and he does that enough, but I would name it to be a little machine. But he says, I didn't know he was in the land, you don't listen. If he was in town that day, he can't say, I didn't know he was in my land. Ellie caught him enough, but if he went left previously, Shavik Arabi Day Dahrina and left the land in someone else's hands. Then this alleged lokeach came and started eating the land. The owner didn't know the guy was there. It's not a chazaka. What did he basically say? He's saying he did chazaka. The whole chazaka is, no matter what you say in chazaka, in the end, it's going to be premised on the fact that the guy knew and didn't object.
right? Somehow, all Shachar and Kavak are going to be cursed on that in the end. That's the practical the common denominator. What is he saying? Saying, we think, Chazaka Shlomo Fonim Havi Chazaka. We think whenever a guy's not there, it's still a valid Chazaka. Why? Because he hears about it wherever he is. That's what we think. According to everyone but Rabbeinu Chana. Rabbeinu Chana says, no. When it says Chavra de Chavra Chavra Islay, Chavra de Chavra 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 Islay, Chavra de Chavra Chavra Islay, what's that talking about? I know that we should wonder why. It's talking about blank Shlomo Fonim. And then where it says Chavra, Chavra, Isli, etc. Didn't we have that already once? And we'll have it again much later. What? I'm talking about blank Shalom of Fun, fill in the blank. Chavra, Chavra, Isli, Chavra, 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 Isli. Yeah, Macha spreads. It never says by Chazaka, Chavra, Chavra, Isli, Chavra, 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 Isli. Now, some shouldn't say. It doesn't say that because it's so obvious it doesn't have to say. It goes without saying. Pasha. That's very nice. But the Rabbeinu Chana is not beholden to that, right? The Rabbeinu Chana is only beholden when it says black and white in Shas, right? It never says in Shas that Chalaka spreads. What if everyone but Rabbeinu Chana will think? Just like Macha spreads, Chalaka spreads, or even more so. It's obvious, so posh, Chalaka spreads. Come on, it's the most obvious thing in the world. Is it person curious whenever you speak to anyone who came in from anywhere, he says, what's going on with my property? As opposed to Macha, which is some crazy guy saying something once. But no, they were kind of things. Like, it's not exactly what you're saying, but it's the same general mahal. It's the same longness, just a different assumption it sees. In Rebbeinu Chananel, he only knows, meaning we can only be sure he knows if he was in town for one day. If he was in town for one day, then he has no excuse. You know what? I was in town for one day. How do I know this clown just went in my head for one day, was me for 3 years? You know, once you already had a question mark in your head, now it's your achrayas to send spies to find out. But if he wasn't there, and again, for Israel, it's not that he wasn't there on the day of sale. It's before that he wasn't there on or after the day of sale, or at least we haven't learned Shabbat right yet, for any time when he had free time to visit town, right? If he hadn't been there, then he doesn't even know you're in the land. If he doesn't know you're in the land, then his silence is not significant. And then there's no chazak in the first place. It's not an issue of tying up for Rabbeinu Chananel. He mentioned once the day he sold it, and he could have sold it. But that's not his focus, right? His focus is that now he can have a time that says, I never knew you were in my land. I never knew you were in my land. I haven't been in town the whole time. I never knew you were in my land. Chavra Chavra Islay? He says, no, the Gemara says Chavra Chavra Islay on Chavches Amud Beis about Mecha Shalom Bafanav. And the Gemara says Chavra Chavra Islay again on Dav Chavches Amud Aleph about Mecha Shalom Bafanav. And the Gemara says Chavra Chavra Islay again. I hope I'm right. If I'm wrong, I'm going to be embarrassed by flipping all these pages. On Dav Lamedches Amud Beis about Mecha in front of people who don't travel. Nonetheless, the word spread. And it says in Lamentesim and Aleph about Mecha in front of people who are not going to tell them directly. Nonetheless, the word spreads. Okay, according to the source of Shas, it all says Chavra Chavra Islay in three other places in Shas. But once in Erechin is clearly Erechin Tezayin, that's Lashon Hara. So I guess it's clearly talking about Mecha, which is Lashon Hara. And twice in Sukkos, and you know, you guys don't trust me any further than you can throw me. I'm willing to bet that in Sukkos it only says that I'm a Chan, not about Chazaka. But what is it saying? Sukkos? It's not about Gimel Shanav at all. It's in Sukkos Kortes, it's not about Chazkus Gimel Shanav at all. And apparently it's supposed to be Ksuvas Kuf Yud, right? Amud Aleph? Is that what it says here? Ksuvas Kuf Yud Amud Aleph?
There's something explicitly just like talking about Chazak. Just like
the Rishonim.
Rishonim say it that way. So
it's clear that it's not in the... here also it's not talking about Chazak, but it's Gimel Shanav. Okay, Kitzer, it never says Chazaka spreads. Everyone thinks Chazaka spreads because they read all the Rishonim. except for Rabbeinu Kanano. For Rabbeinu Kanano thinks Chazaka doesn't spread. You have to be in town to know about the Chazaka. Then, even if you're out of town, you should have been Mocha out of town because Mocha spreads. And you should have kept up on it. Once you had the question mark in your head, you should have kept up on, is this guy, was it a one-time thing? Was it a three-year thing? Now you have their advice. But, says Rabbeinu Kanano, a totally different shot. Says Rabbeinu Kanano, he says a totally different shot. Again, it's not explained the riff of the Rambam. The Rambam says that it's possible that he sold it. Nothing to know about it. The riff says, I was actually in a taina. But as the Rambam points out, the Rach is almost the same, but it's different, right? The Rambam was a close reader, the Dark of HaKodesh. And he says that really, that he doesn't use these words, but this is what comes up, right? That Chazaka doesn't spread, or say the news of Chazaka doesn't spread, and therefore, Yachol Liton Shelo Yada Shehala Machzik Be'arzo Emlo Hayasham Nefachot Yom Echad. And for Rabbeinu Kanano, it has nothing to do with any of this other lumdas. It is purely a technical matter of Chazaka spreading based on the fact that, and the idea that all the Rishonim explain differently, but that Chazaka doesn't spread, only Mekah spreads. And I think that's, I mean, again, he's quoting the Lashon that we have in our Rabbeinu Kanano that's in the Berry line taken from the Sefer Haner. He's quoting word for word accurately. So Rabbeinu Kanano is the source of the riff, but is not the source of the riff. So the riff took it in a totally different direction. Clearly not the source of Rabbeinu Kanano, but he took it in a different direction. Okay, that is one approach. Okay, that's the first eighth of the shiur. Four approaches, and then we have to teach them deeper, etc. This is just the shot level. Second approach. The second approach is actually pretty easy because you get into the details. But it's in the first part later on, meaning, as opposed to the riff, you say, Mehechi Tasi, that's a reasonable taina. Now, here, it's Mestabra that can be a reasonable taina, because we know that Chazaka only works if you use close by. Meaning, we know that's a reasonable taina. That is a very different taina, right? Not saying, how do I sell it to you? It's a lack of Chazaka. Chazaka only works if you're close by. He's claiming there's a gam in your Chazaka. How do we know Chazaka only works if you are close by, because the Mishnah says on Daf Lamed Ches Haya Bihuda Behem Some Golah Begolah Behem Some Bihuda Ein A Chazaka Achiye Imo Bidina Achas or Achiye Imo Bidina. Doesn't make a difference, right? That it's not about Chazaka. Now the Gemara said that doesn't really mean it. You can even be in a different Medina and it'll still be valid Chazaka, unless it was Shas Chirum, but you didn't go, or it's not Shas Chirum. Chirum meaning a unfriendly border, right? Right, we all know that, again, nowadays you're running communication, it's a little different. But still, even nowadays, right, the guy's Matsik in North Korea, and I'm in South Korea, then there's Shas Chirum, and you know, there's no flow of information back and forth, and that's a pagam in the, again, why is it a pagam? And maybe it's a pagam because the macha wouldn't spread, maybe because the chazaka wouldn't spread, you know, but either way, there are folks on the father. It's a pagam in the, and basically, what most of the Shem say is he tined us, what do you know, I have a first Mishnah da Flamet Ches, that I know you were there for 3 years. I admit you were there for 3 years. Not to know you were there for 3 years, but it's not valid. The mission of the Lamed Ches said the Chazak is not valid if you were, the Chazak is not valid if you were far away. Not to know the day you sold it, the day you not sold it. No, the whole time you have to be close by, according to this Mishnah. Now, exactly, here we get into the details. I don't know how much I totally want to get into the details. I must admit, I don't know how much I want to get into the details, but what does it mean far away? So most of them, unfortunately, say it was Shas Chirum, because that's what the Gemara there says. The Gemara says, Ma'ika Savar Tanakama, we pass like Tanakama, there's a Yehuda there, but we don't pass like him. He says, Mishasein B'Shas Chirum Shanu, and why does he do Golo? Because Stam Yudin Golo have a Chirum between them. I don't know. I don't get that. I know there's no period. Wasn't the Jews even in Gaul who had favor to that? It was, you know, the, I guess, the Goyimin Yudin, Goyimin in charge of Gaul didn't get along. For whatever reason, I'm sure some story could explain it. So most of them think Shaskhirim, some of the Shonim come up with some slightly different Shaktim, the Raivin and maybe Yonah also bring up, maybe they could be a country so far away that even without Khirim it's not doubt. Okay, that's a technical detail we can get to. No one makes a big lumbus out of that here. When we get to Daf HaMaches, you know, are there countries that are so far away that maybe even without Khirim they're too far away? Okay, but we'll stick with Khirim for now, right? So then it makes a lot of sense. And then, again, you can see where Nachman says, okay, I mean, Baal HaMach, if he was in Bimdina, prove he was in Bimdina. And Rava says, no, prove he wasn't in Bimdina. So this, Necha, Makom Racho, we just have to add maybe one, equals Shas Chayram, or maybe very far away. Okay, that's going to be eerie. Discuss with the right, but is there really a difference between very far away and not? Is there a flaw that either it's Chayram or there isn't? Those are technical details. How about this Ish Omer? This Ish Omer and the Rif makes them look like a bunch of buffoons. Right? Now, again, I'm not such a historian, but my assumption is that when the Rif quotes Ish Omer, he doesn't mean, you know, I went to the Schmitz and I heard the guy next to me, you know, say, timing, you know, his shocks, he didn't really know how to learn. I assume when the Rif quotes the Ish Omer, this is the Shita someplace in the Gaonim. Again, I don't know if it means the greatest in the Gaonim or the medium Gaonim, you know, but it's someone who was not a buffoon. It doesn't mean to go to the dark. You know, they go under there. They're going to move Dolly and Dorian up for regular Shishivas. But the regular Shishivas also know how to learn.
Does it imply that he knew who the person was by name?
I assume he knew the person was by name, but the Derek of the Riff is he doesn't quote names. Right? The Riff is the mantra for the Mehiri to not quote names. Right? The Riff hardly ever quotes names. I'm not going to say never because I know you'll find me, but he says Ika Mirabusa, he says Yishma Farshit. He doesn't like quoting names. The Riff doesn't like quoting names. I can't remember the last time the Riff quoted a name. I wonder, you know, it's an interesting question, but I don't remember the Riff quoting names. He quoted Rukhai. What? Okay, that's what I was wondering. Your high bones stuck in my mind. Okay, but I certainly don't remember other names. Okay, anyway, the Rebbe was like, what's shot? Says the Riff. The problem with this shot is, the problem with shot may be twofold. Number one, this is not what the Riff says, is that this doesn't seem to have a lot to do with Shkuni Gavoy. Like every other shot used the word Shkuni Gavoy, which is why I got a little stuck. Like what I said, I can't really say I'm sure what this Yesh Omer hold the word Shkuni Gavoy mean, because it seems to be totally irrelevant. Basically, the question is, I don't know, maybe it's more common, you know, maybe it's 3 years, no one is anxious for anything. Who wins? So number one, there's a textual problem. It's not clear what Shkuni Gavoy is doing there, right? And I was very clever, I'd have some way to answer the next question, and this question in one fell swoop would make a great story, but I'm not. The bigger problem, the Rif's problem is, it's against the Mefurasha Mishnah, meaning there's no Eidos, no one has any Eidos, right? The guy has no Eidos Bar Kama. The guy has no Eidos Bar Kama, that's a Mishnah Suvas. Why is it Mishnah Suvas? That's the Derech of Shas. Agav, the Pesha Asur Pesha Hitter of Ksuva. And Isha, Sieva, Pesha, also mentioned it here. What does it say? Mode Rabbi Yeshua, but Omer the Chavir, son of Yushalbiha, I so kapti, Amenu. I admit this is your father's field. I admit you're the Barakama, but I claim to have won it. And obviously, I have no Edom. Shunem, and I win. Why? Pesha, Asher, Pesha, Hitter. I'm the only one who admitted. You have no proof you're the Barakama, right? That's the case. You're only the Barakama because I admit it. And I claim I won it. So obviously, I win. And that's what happens to our Sukhya. I admit you're the Markama, and I claim I bought it. It's a Mefurash Mishnah that the Machzik wins. Now, how can it be a Machlokes between Rabba and Rav Nachman? So what do these Yesh Omer do to make it sweeter? They say, these Yesh Omer are the only Rishonim, or Gonim, technically, who pass like Rabba. Everyone else pass like Rav Nachman. I have found one Rishon who pass like Rabba here. He said, and the halakha is like Rava. Oh, great, the halakha is like Rava, so that's missing Ksubas. But that doesn't help. If it's a Gemara in Ksubas, that, and the halakha is like Rava, then that's more Ksubas than mine. It's a Mishnah, it's a Mefurish Mishnah, it's a black and white Mishnah. There really isn't two ways without it. How are we not going to be against the black and white Mishnah? Which is exactly what the Rif's Kasha. The Rif says, an often a Mishnah cannot be a Machlokas Amorim. That's the Rif's Kasha on the Yishonim. It's an often a Mishnah. So he says, and don't make think I feel better than possibly like Rama, because Rama is not allowed to be against enough of the Mishnah. Okay, that's to be a good point. Kasha Shahari Mefurish the Mishnah Reish Ha'isha Shenasar Mala. Right? What is it? Daf 15b to 16a Ksubos. Da Machzik Neman. She Hapesh Shavasar. Who Hapesh Shehiter. I think the only way to justify this Onen is this anonymous Onen. You know, I don't believe it's valid to say he's a buffoon. Is to say our case must in some subtle way be different for the Mishnah Ksubas. Now, the Amin Pasuk like Rava, that it's not really different for the Mishnah Ksubas, and a Pesha Asur Pesha Hiter. But Rav Nachman thought differently, because there is some subtle difference which Rav Nachman thought was relevant, which we Paskin is not. What's the subtle difference in our case and the Mishnah Ksubas? And this, you could get into all of Shasta, I'm not going to, because like, this is the one sheet that no one cares about whatsoever. I don't like this part of the bach. Once you had it, you've now got yourself the hot water, because now you promised the chazaka. When you promise the chazaka, you have to produce the chazaka and not the again, it's similar to your circle of barrier, but I'm not necessarily going so far as circle of barrier. The circle of barrier is what I promised I'd eat in chazaka. If I said I'd eat in chazaka, that would be a super called circle of barrier that I have to bring in here. Say I ate the chazaka, but it could be if I say I have chazaka, then I'll leave it in the bath. Maybe I got myself a hot water. The other possibility is, and this is going to be a very important point for understanding more of sugyas and shas, is that does anyone notice the difference in how the sugya starts in our Gemara? The case starts in the Mishnah Ksuvos.
Who's speaking?
What?
Who's initiating?
Yeah, my advice, I accuse you of stealing my land. Yeah. And what happened in Ksuvos? Did the guy accuse him of stealing his land?
No, it comes up.
No, Hashem shot the guy. Didn't even know he stole his land. Why? Because it was Avicha, right? This guy's walking around, and someone says, "I'm talking." Now, you could have had whatever you could have said. He said, "What happened to my father's land that I expect to inherit? You stole it." But then someone said, "The Mishnah says I volunteer that Avicha." It's almost like what's called Meishav Avicha. I mean, this is all disgusting. So I'm not making up these terms. Meishav Avicha means I volunteer something. Here, I didn't actually volunteer like anything, like giving you anything you deserve. I volunteered some information you deserve. I volunteered some data that out of the goodness of my heart. So it could be that it's a big finish. But this is okay. It can be a big finish. And against many sugyas and shas, because we cost like rabbi, as long as that against the Mishnah. Maybe not thought, pesh to us or pesh to hinder is only when I volunteer information. When I volunteer information, I say, I'm the Pesha Asar. Believe me, I'm the Pesha Hitter. Again, don't lament what we say. But if you attack me, you sue me, and I defend myself, that's not Pesha Asar, Pesha Hitter. I was under pressure. I'm defending myself. Again, that's not a we posket. We posket, even when you sue me and I defend myself, if I defend myself by Pesha Asar, I believe to be a Pesha Hitter. But it's not crazy to say, you say someone in your book said that.
But I want to show you the book.
Okay, allegedly someone in the Sifta cares about the Yeshua and the Riff. Whoa, who is this? The Kikarim de Yonah?
If I said it correctly, if I understand correctly.
The T-Rates. Whoa, it's right there. Look at this. The Kikarim de Yonah. Okay, it's before Kikarim de Yonah. Not a problem. Amazing. Who's the Kikarim de Yonah? Hey, no, the Kikarim de Yonah is a big guy. I forget his name. I mean, I can do things. I don't remember Yonah. The Kikarim was big. And he points out that there's a Rashi in Ksuvos that way, right? That's a very controversial Rashi in Ksuvos. But that really Rav Nachman just holds like Rashi in Ksuvos, and the Rav, and we would pass like the other Rishonim in Ksuvos. Boy, this is very small. We're going to find it here somewhere. Anyway, we're not going to find it right this second. Anyway, it says Rashi Ksuvos that it's only Pesha Asar who volunteer the information. I think that's a lot more likely for this situation. The spot's already, the advantage of that first shot is that why we're bringing Shnei Chazaka. Because we're bringing Shnei Chazaka because it's a story, and that's the guy said in the story. I mean, not everything the guy said in the story has to be relatively relevant. Keep in mind, that's the difference between a book of laws and true stories. In true stories, people often say things aren't halachically relevant. I'll give a hasra now. Anyone who's in my afternoon shiur, the halacha test, sometimes there'll be a shayim of the halacha test, and there'll be a detail that's not halachically relevant. But that's how real people are shayims. So, the Kikayim de Yonah, amazing, says the Kikayim de Yonah. Look at that. I should buy him a sifta. Says the Kikayim de Yonah.
And I don't have anything left to do.
That's true. Photography. I'm the same. Sending Kikayim de Yonah. No. Shani Hacha. Ditevao Hala. Didin. Apet Shadasar Vifuli. Shaya Harak. Em Hoda. Delete the. Okay, that's a Chiddush. Is that a Kikayim de Yonah you're looking at? Shh, does he say it? Minister. Say anytime. Minister doesn't usually lie. Yeah. Anyway, so, okay, I think that's probably the pshat in this Yish Omer that they hold like, again, the, yeah, Shaloh Yadam Tovo, where's the first place where Rashi says it? Unless it's really in her mouth. Did he say Yudzayin and Beis?
Yes, Dibra Maslow, the listening.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, okay, fine. I thought it was more referring to someplace else. But here's the Rashi. Yeah, cave in the time, etc. Shaloh Yadam Tovo, because no one was Toveah. Since the reason he's there, because no one's Tovea him, then, etc. Right? So, Kirashi, Tubos, Yud Zayin of the base. Okay, so we've defended the Yishom and the Ref. Not so crazy if Rav Nachman and Rav are going to close Rashi and Tosfos. Then that's perfectly well defended. And you're right, we don't paskin like Rav Nachman, but he's definitely a possible shita. Okay, we haven't gotten into some of the details of the Rishoni Ashkenaz here. Also, we haven't gotten into sort of what the next part of the course is, the analysis of, like, what's the svara of Rav Nachman, what's the svara of Rava. I admit that those svaras are, you know, we're going to have to speculate a bit, and it's going to be very hard to put your finger on for sure what is anyone's svaras. You know, I don't know that we're going to be able to do better than Rav Nachman on this. We'll have to pick up with that Amir Hashem next time.
Hey, oh, yeah. Where did we get to?
Where did we get to? I don't know, because I forgot to bring the course with me today, so I don't know what I talked about. Where did we get to? We did all the Rishonim. We did all the Rishonim Sfarad. We did the Rishonim Sfarad. We didn't do the last... We didn't do the Rishonim Ashkenaz in the last two lines.
Okay. Looked up
just
here my notes
when I learned about Lester Wilson 12
years ago.
Uh-huh.
He
said that
check.
Did he go in the unit?
Well, he didn't go in the unit.
Well, that's because he didn't have someone with the system. Yeah, where's Owen? Yeah, no.